Welcome everyone to The Daily Rumor. I'm Dr. John, and this time we're going to be talking about Half-Life 2, when it's going to be released, and the game bundling deal they made with ATI. So stay tuned for the next edition of The Daily Rumor. What's that you say? You've been waiting for Half-Life 2 for years? And you thought it was going to be out any day now? Well, sorry folks. Valve has said that the source code for the game was stolen from their website using an exploit in Outlook, and now they're worried that people are either coding viruses for the game or Trojan backdoors that they can install on your computer while you're playing online or some other such nefarious doings. So they're kind of worried that maybe they need to rewrite the entire network code or something like that. Well, nobody knows exactly what's going on. They were supposed to announce yesterday when the scheduled release date had been pushed back to, but apparently all they did was mention that they weren't sure yet, so we're still not sure. So what's the background on this story? How did we get to this point? Well, for those of you who haven't been following closely, this started back a ways, so a couple of months ago, when it looked like we were headed for an October release of Half-Life 2. As a matter of fact, one of the first DirectX 9 coded games to ever be released, which is one of the reasons it's so hotly anticipated, along with the fact that Half-Life 1 was a really good game. Indeed, quite a few people rushed out and upgraded their systems with new processors, more memory, and of course that brand spanking new extra shiny red ATI Radeon 9800, or maybe if you're one of those patient ones who waited a little longer, maybe a 9800 XT. Now you're all set and raring to go, except for nowhere to go, because there are no DirectX 9 games out yet. That one you'd been hoping on, Half-Life 2, didn't make it out. Doom 3 looks like it's at least a month and a half away, so we're stuck. All we can do now is run 3D Mark 2003 over and over again. But it could be worse. I mean, think of poor ATI themselves. They were in a bidding war with NVIDIA at Valve's behest to pay for the rights to bundle Half-Life 2 with their newest video cards. In the case of ATI, the Radeon 9800, and in the case of NVIDIA, the FX 5950. Well, NVIDIA basically bailed on it because the bidding was getting extremely high, and the rumors are that ATI paid close to $6 million in order to have the rights to bundle Half-Life 2 with their video cards before Christmas, the idea that it would really boost Christmas sales of ATI Radeon cards. Well, unfortunately for ATI, the code was stolen. Valve decided to halt game release dates and push them back indefinitely, and now we have no idea if they're rewriting the network code, if they're rewriting the game, if they're just polishing it up because it wasn't ready. We have no idea. The rumors are that the entire code theft thing is really sort of a ruse to distract attention from the fact that the game was months behind schedule, many months behind schedule, but you wouldn't want to tell ATI that after paying $6 million, would you? Well, that's where we are right now. Valve still being very tight-lipped about what's wrong and how long it will take to fix. ATI stewing and simmering in their own juices because they paid an awful lot of money for nothing. And everybody sitting around with their Radeon 9800 cards and 5900 cards, twiddling their thumbs and running 3D Mark 2003 over and over again. So Valve and ATI decided something had to be done. What to do, though? Can't release the new game. Ah, how about this? We'll release all the old games that have been out for 4 or 3 years in one big free download bundle. Oh, gee. 1 gigabyte download. So you can get Half-Life, Team Fortress, Counter-Strike, you can get all that stuff bundled together as a free download if you buy a Radeon XT now and activate the product activation code. It'll allow you to go to the Valve website and download all their old games that I'm sure, if you're really looking forward to Half-Life 2, you probably already own them, so I'm not sure how many people are going to jump for joy at this new offer, but seeing the pickle they're in, maybe that's about all they could muster. I can say one thing for certain, folks. If I were in ATI's position right now, I'd be more than angry. I'd be livid. And I would say, Valve, you're putting that game out before Christmas, or we want our $6 million back. And that's about all we have to hope for right now, is that ATI can put some real pressure on Valve to say, look, guys, switch the network code a little bit so that anybody's viruses or Trojan backdoors won't work properly, and get the thing out the door. No more stalling, no more dawdling. But my guess is they've got a lot more work to do before this game is ready to go out the door. The beta version that was released about a month ago was so lacking that everybody said it looked like it was only about 70% done. And considering it took years, that means they could have 6 months left to go before this game is actually really ready to go out the door. And Valve does not want to release a half-baked game at this point, considering how much is on the line. That's all for the Daily Rumor this time, folks. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again next time. I'm Dr. John.